This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
All right. Welcome back to Rides and Good Vibes. You're with your host, Tyson, and today we're just going to wing it. We're actually going to do one of those episodes. This episode's a bit of a real one. This one's, we're going to cover mental health. We're going to cover charity car shows. We're going to cover all of that sort of stuff. Because I've been to a couple. And like, I've got to say, they are absolute bangers. And not to mention, let's talk about the one thing, the elephant in the room, that we call the fuel crisis. Now, is it a fuel crisis? Who knows? I mean, I'm unsure. I'm really unsure because I feel that it's just a ploy to get us to have, it's a ploy to get us into EVs. this is another solo episode. Hope you don't get too sick of me rambling on. it's one of those things where sometimes I just love a good one. I love a good one where you can actually just talk, yarn, have a good time. So if you're sitting in the shed and you've got that nut that won't come off, or you just feel like listening to someone ramble on about real talk, well, you're in the right place, because this is Rides and Good Vibes. We have nothing but good vibes here, and we're not afraid to talk the real talk, real nitty-gritty, and everything in between, because, let's face it, the world we know it is a whole nother story. Okay, so let me begin. So, fuel crisis. Is it actually a fuel crisis, or is it just another ploy to make us bang into those beautiful looking EVs? Just joking. I wouldn't put anyone through that sort of stuff. If you look at EVs, I don't know, the shape of them's not appealing. The shape of them is more like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a kid's drawing. You know how like a little kid starts drawing and it's like a little box and it's got square lights and it's, you know, just not nice to look at? Well, that's how I see EVs. And that's me. That is my opinion. So if you don't agree with my opinion, hey, that's okay. That's not a problem. I don't mind. Everyone's different. Everyone's got their different likes, dislikes, and everything in between. But I think the fuel crisis side of things, and a bit of real talk with that, is how do we get to this point? So everyone remembers COVID, right? COVID was, lockdowns, torture. It was literally torture. They literally controlled us. So if you look at it that way, and you'd all remember how, for some reason, toilet rolls were going on Trade Me. They were going on, like, everyone's going berserk on Marketplace for toilet rolls, because all of a sudden there was this pandemic of, oh my God, we're going to run out of toilet paper. And like, without anyone knowing what COVID was, everyone was like scared into buying countless rolls of toilet paper. People were hoarding toilet paper, for God's sakes. it's one of those things where you sort of, I don't know, the mentality of people is their scare tactic was to push them into it. And, it was scary times. It was scary times of people doing that. And I sort of feel that social media in itself has actually pushed us into, into all of this, like, this panic mode. Like, all of a sudden they put the words pandemic on your TV screen. But what they don't actually tell you is the actual truth. You know, the truth is, if everybody used a bit of common sense, instead of like going and filling up 10 jerry cans of fuel, I mean, fuel goes stale, right? Any car guy or anyone that drives a car knows that fuel goes stale. So filling up your 10 jerry cans, Yeah, okay, it may seem like a great idea at the time, but it's also a lot of money. Like, if you look at it, if people actually spent, spend that little bit of time and actually take a deep breath, go, inhale, exhale, breathe from the stomach, then I think, that whole pandemic thing wouldn't be occurring. The only reason it occurs is because, for one, the fact that as soon as people start panic buying, it creates a shortage for no reason. Like, there is enough fuel to go around, people. There is enough fuel to go around. There's no need to act like there's a zombie apocalypse going on, all right? There's not any zombie apocalypse going on. I mean, if we all just use a bit of common sense, like I say, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, then look. The world's going to be a better place. The world's going to be a better place. Now, the other thing I want to sort of touch base on is with the EE cars and things like that, they make them sound all rosy and everything else. But what they don't tell you is the costs that come with it. There's a lot of hidden costs. Like, it's not as simple as your local mechanic going down and tweaking a bolt or you doing it yourself. It's going to remember the costs of your services, everything else is going to go up. So, in hindsight, yeah, okay, you're dealing with new technology. I mean, it's kind of like the fact of the when hybrids first came out, they started to push us into the hybrids, and all of a sudden, everyone was like, oh my God, I've got to get a hybrid because I'm going to save so much fuel. Okay, yeah, you might save a bit, but it's not a simple service no more because you've got batteries. Now, those batteries, they start to die over time. You look at your cell phones, you look at all of that sort of stuff. Your cell phones die over time. No matter how good your phone is, no matter how new it is, those batteries eventually, from being charged all the time, actually start to slow down. Now, it's kind of the same thing with both hybrids and the e-cars. Now, what happens to those batteries? Because I remember a scenario where, when I was detailing, I ended up detailing a Nissan Leaf. Now, okay, they're not the prettiest. Everyone knows them. Everyone sort of goes, oh, not a Leaf. Where did Nissan go wrong? But in reality, like, yeah, cool. They had the right idea of creating an electric car, but what they don't tell you is the cost of replacing those batteries as they get older actually costs way than the entire car. And I'm meaning way more than the entire car. There is no, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So, I think in hindsight, everyone that is going to or looking at buying an electric car, make sure you do your research, make sure you do your homework because. Yeah, okay, it's all good, very well for them to be throwing us these e-cars and trying to make them look appealing and everything else. But, you're looking at a backlog. Now, car dealerships and all that sort of shit, they love that. They love that. They love creating that. Yeah, absolutely, it's available, and then go, oh, actually, it's they're being made as we speak. We don't know when they're going to come in. But it's also the same if you go to fill up with gas, right? Now, you see those e-parks. Now, you don't even see anything charging in them. They just sit there. Like Waikawa Z, for example, they put in all of those e-charging stations. And you know what? There's still a backlog of people trying to get fuel in rush hour, and yet go on the other side, and it's empty. It is bone empty. Like, if you think of an old Western movie when there's like, that bit of hay rolling across the through the dust and in the wind. Yep, that's what I see there. It's like a Western movie. It's like a bad Western movie. But the other thing as well is when you go to a shopping complex. Now, the thing, my little pet peeve on that is why is it that the disabled parkings have been taken out to allow an electric car charging stations to be placed in there? I mean, food for thought on that, in itself kind of blows my mind because, you know, I thought, always thought, you know, if you're disabled, you park in a disabled park, and it's supposed to be as close as possible so that they can do what they need to do. You know, they have a disability, and hey, you know, it's not their fault. And if you're a person that wants to park in a disability park and you don't even, you're not disabled, well, you know, you kind of need a good talking to, because it's actually rude and it's wrong. I hate seeing it, and I see it all the time. You see, like, someone's fancy sports car goes and parks in there, and it's got, there's no tag in there saying that it's if they're disabled or anything like that, and they get out and they're perfectly fine. Get out there in their suit or, you know, fancy clothing, and it's all good. But yeah, enough about the fuel. I mean, like, look, it's going to happen. You know, we pay a little bit more at the pump. But I was reading an article that actually said that over in Hong Kong, I think it was, they're paying $7 something a litre. So all of a sudden, our $3.90 or whatever it is, it doesn't seem so bad. But and also in the same instance, like, we should be, why isn't everybody entitled to, the $50? That extra $50 a week thing for the fuel. Because if you look at it, you don't have to have kids to have to be, everyone's driving to work. Everyone's got things they're doing. and everyone's feeling that pinch at the pump. So why not actually make a difference? Why not just, cut it back a bit? I reckon my personal opinion is, you never see the government like struggling. You know, you don't see it struggling as such. You don't see them taking cuts. You see them putting it onto us, you know, the hardworking citizens that are just out here making all those cogs turn whilst they, you know, sit on their backsides, getting driven around, enjoying the fine life and high life, you know. But yeah, look, that's enough of that rambling on. We all know it. We're all feeling it. So if you're feeling it, at the pump, you know, and diesel, like, oh my God, diesel. How can you forget diesel? Diesel was like the backbone of New Zealand, right? You know, we've got tractors, we've got trucks, you know, what they don't realize is every time they put that up, it puts our food prices up, and then everything else goes up, but wages don't go up. So, you know, you look at the minimum wage, things like that, that goes up a little bit, keeps going up a little bit. But people that have been in the industries for years, they don't get a pay increase. Like, you know, it's kind of frustrating, because you think you work all your life, you push really hard, and then next minute, you know, someone comes in that's got, you know, no experience, and then boom, they're on the same as what you're on. So, all right, listeners, sorry about that. It was just something I had to get off my chest, and you know, it is what it is. All right, so charity car shows. Now, charity car shows are something that I find are quite neat, you know, even with the state of how the fuel is at the moment, and you know, how many pet families are feeling the pinch, that we're able to still show up. So I went to the Pembroke Charity Car Show, met up with a few of the boys from Japanaki and that, and what a great day it was. It was a good little turnout for, like, you know, you got to support these local charity events. You got to support, like, these school events. I think they were fundraising for a school camp, which I think is a really great way to do it. It's a great way to bring something that, you know, like the whole community. So the whole community of Stratford can actually come in, bring the kids, check out the car. You had bouncy castles. You had the bouncy castle. You had face painting. You had coffee. And, of course, food. one of those vital things we all need, right? But yeah, what a great day it was. It was beautiful and sunny. Just everybody's just enjoying everybody's cars. They had all the prizes and spot prizes and bits and pieces. So, I mean, when you think about it, with your fundraising and things like that, it's like, how good is it to be able to fundraise and get, people to come out with wicked cars, trucks. They had a tank. They had like Willie's Jeep. You just had all sorts. You had the hot rods and bits and pieces. So it was really, really neat. And I think, getting amongst these sorts of things, it's the whole reason why we have cars, right? It's so that we can go to events, so that we can actually, we meet new people. Like, I think, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I can be a little bit of a hermit. So I'm also actually thinking about it. We actually did the Relay for Life. So the Japanaki crew actually entered into the Relay for Life event in Inglewood, and we did from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, walking round and round and round the track. And I did a little bit something different. I did it in the dinosaur costume. just because I couldn't help myself. And honestly, like, getting amongst those events as well, like, just car clubs getting into not just cars is something I find is really, really cool. Like, what a good way to get the name of your car club out there by doing something selfless for others, and what a great time it was. Like, food was good, the vibe was good, there was so much going on, so much emotions, definitely so much emotions, but what a good time. There was even a fashion show, so I got to do the fashion show, so that was quite cool. anyone that knows me knows I'm not afraid to just be myself and a bit of an egg at times, but hey, it's ADHD I put it down to. another one is the Cars and Coffee event. Man, did that show up. Like, there were so many cars there. They actually packed out the front lawn, then they packed out the side lawn, and they actually had to open out into the other side. So, being Easter weekend, it was just great. It was such a great weekend, so many good vibes. And hey, rides good vibes. Well, what's better than going to an event like that and just talking to people? Like, you meet so many new people and admire people's builds and bits and pieces, and I think that's so important. But what else is important is the mental health aspect. So where do you start with that, right? We're all under so much pressure, and take it from me, like, I've had personal bit of information from me is I had dual carpal tunnel surgery done last year on the 1st of April, and so it's still, even though I've had the surgery, I still have a lot of nerve damage just from years and years and years of working. And unfortunately, I get good days and bad days. And with the mental health side of things, and I just want to put it out to all you beautiful people out there that are listening, if you actually need help, just reach out. Don't hesitate. Just reach out, because I myself, I went through a little bit of a phase. I went from being a bit of the life of the party to just having real trouble. Like, it's just a real tough time for me at the moment. And sorry to ramble on about this, but I just thought it's a good way for you listeners to get a touch of what I actually am as a person. I'm not just some, Joe Bloggs that just yarns and yarns and yarns and yarns and talks himself up. I'm all about the real talk. And when I say the real talk, opening up about this is a little bit hard for me, but hey, here we go. So anyway, with the carpal tunnel surgery release, had them both done at the same time. And unfortunately for me, it hasn't quite done as expected. Like, I'm still suffering a lot of nerve pains. I'm still like, yeah, just a lot going on. And with that, it really affects the way you think. Well, I've found that anyway. It affects my moods. Because I think when you're dealing with nerve pain all the time, it just changes you. It changes you in a way, and you just don't know what direction to go. You don't want to speak up too much, otherwise you feel weak. And I mean, take it from me as a guy, admitting that you can't open a jam jar, or admitting that, you know, you're dropping things, or you can't feel things in your fingertips and can't feel things in your hands, like, it's not an easy thing to do, you know. But what I've actually found is reaching out, and, you know, instead of going into hermit mode like I am guilty of, I have done that quite a few times. I've gone into a bit of a hermit mode, where I can't see anyone. I just don't want to be around anyone. But that's not the right way to go about it. Like, yeah, we all get the bad days, but what I actually learned was actually speaking up, talking to my doctor, explaining what I've got going on. And you know what? It's daunting. It is daunting. But, you know, now after talking to my doctor, he organized all this stuff, and he's put me through all this bits and pieces. And I tell you what, it goes that old saying, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved. And when I actually caught up with the Japanaki boys and good mates, so I actually, you know, explained to them, you know, why I've been quiet and why I've been a bit distant and everything else. So, you know, like, I can't stress it enough. Speak up before it gets on top of you. Don't let it snowball, because it's so easy these days to let things snowball. But when it comes to mental health, don't let it win. Don't let it take your light. You know, don't be afraid. Also, don't be afraid to reach out to people. Even if they seem distant, just be an ear. Just be open with them. Just be gentle with them as well. Don't judge them. Because one of the worst things you can really do is judge someone. It's like that old saying from, I think it was Elvis, don't judge a man unless you've walked in that man's shoes. And you know what? That is a little bit of a word of wisdom. That's a bit of a word of wisdom to all of us, because what we see on the outside, excuse me, is not necessarily what's going on the inside. You know, just because someone's smiling doesn't mean that on the inside they're not breaking apart like broken glass. So yeah, I guess I just can't stress that enough. You know, make sure that you are looking after yourselves out there, because the way of this world, it'll bring you down. But look, when it comes to fuel, remember this. You can't worry about the fuel prices, and you, like, what's the point in owning a nice car if you're not out there driving it? You know, driving gives us the smiles. It gives us that real, I don't know, just getting out and having a drive just changes the mindset. You know, go for a drive in nature, even. Take a real nice scenic drive, like, and just embrace it. Just enjoy it, embrace it, because you wouldn't believe how much that can actually change your mindset as well. I mean, for me, getting in the car and just going for a nice cruise, just, I don't know, it's like that freedom. It's that aspect of just like, woohoo, I'm free. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I just can't get enough of it. So, yeah, like, if you are feeling down, like, go and tweak something on the car. Like, you know, just have fun with it. Don't Don't let things stress you out. Don't let things get on top of you. If you think, and if you think you're listening to this and you're like, shit, and then you go see a doctor, well, make that first point of call. Your doctor's not going to judge you. No one else is going to judge you, because like I say, you can't judge a man unless you've walked in that man's shoes. So, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on Rides and Good Vibes. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope I haven't driven you all crazy with me rambling on. And I will organise some people to come on and have a bit of a yarn with me. But yeah, if you are keen as to jump on, like I say, flick me an email at ticevq30debt@gmail.com. That's ticevq30debt@gmail.com. And we'll tee up a little interview, because hey, I love getting like-minded individuals on here. You don't have to have the flashiest car, the fastest car, or anything like that. That's not what matters. Mental health matters, and just hearing what you're building matters. Because we're all car nutters here. So stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much for joining us on Rides and Good Vibes. I really look forward to jumping back on again. And remember, check on your mates like you check your oil. And a side note, let's hope you check your oil often, because no one likes thick, gluggy oil. So stay tuned till the next one. Thank you so much for joining us. That's me out. Peace out.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.